blue and white at night. We own the night. This is Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Matthews driving the net into a goal. He scores! Austin Matthews wins the game. And this time it is definitely number 56 on the season. And the Leafs have won it on a spectacular rush by Austin Matthews. Holy Mackinac, what a treat to watch this kid.
Honestly, we are so, so lucky. Brent Gunning, Gord Stellick here alongside me. I mean, I always think I'm lucky getting to watch Leaf games with you, Gordo. But we, collectively, Leafs Nation, enjoy it while it's here. And this isn't me talking about the contract. This is me just saying, be in the moment. Enjoy this. This is a guy who has ripped off 49 in 49. He had a pair of goals tonight, including 55 and 56 on the season. First one set a record. The second extended it. Gord, it was an incredible hockey game from him tonight. I am genuinely at a loss for words, and that's a problem when we host a radio show and a podcast here.
Yeah, we'll get it together soon. That and, you know, Joe Bowen loved as he calling the 55th the record, but the 56 was even better. Mm-hmm. That's even, you know, just a statement goal in overtime. Okay, I'm going to take the puck, and you see this look possessed in his eye and just beats, goes right around the Dallas Star players, does that great thing where he skates right by the glass and he has his 10 fingers in the gloves, just kind of bring it on. 12 shots on goal he had. That's the most he's ever had. 11 was his previous high. The Leaf record is 15 in one game. Second highest, you were looking through it all, 4 shots. Yeah. Like he is a man possessed tonight. Whatever it is, he's a man. Maybe it's the record or just in general about gearing up for the playoffs, which I believe it's a little bit of both. This is a man possessed, and he is a catalyst, him and Mitch Marner, for a team possessed.
Man, that's exactly what it is. So Matthews finishes with 12 shots tonight. The Dallas Stars finish with 18. If that doesn't put in perspective just how dominant he was. You know, the other thing is, you look at both goals he scored tonight. The first one, that is what we think of when we think of Austin Matthews. It's the shot. Hey, sometimes it's a wrist shot. That was the huge clapper, one-timer. We will take either or. The second is what you always kind of think that was the next level for Matthews to get to. When he first entered the league, and it's, look, he's pretty big, but he's still learning how strong he is. He's still getting stronger. This is him as kind of a fully formed entity. And I don't mean that he's never going to get any better than he is right now. I think, you know, we can always make strides. I mean, he's going pretty good right now, but it's just, you see him use his body, the wheels. He shields the defender from the puck. He uses his quick hands to get around the goalie. It's just that second goal is kind of, it kind of perfectly encapsulates just how much more of a complete player he is. And, you know, that doesn't even talk about the great defense we see out of him tonight.
Yeah, and if there was a little bit of difference, Connor McDavid does that more. That was a Connor McDavid-type goal that Austin Matthews, they each do different things better than the others. Yeah, just great. Just, I mean, Dallas will break it down more, but they're got to be happy with the point. They really need points.
Huge.
They wanted two. They got to be very happy, or happy enough anyway, with one. But boy, you got to be happy enough. And Joe and Jim breaking it down, this trip being kind of a, I'm not saying statement, but just a good idea to get a handle on what is this Leaf team heading into the playoffs with tough competition. And we got to like what we've seen.
You have to love what you've seen. You know, you look at how the trip started. So you go back to Saturday. And, you know, it's so funny how picky we get. Oh, this unimpressive 6-3 win. They weren't the dominant team we saw tonight, but you always nail this home. It's about finding ways to win. Cause look, we'd all love in whatever our job is or whatever it is you do to have the best version of yourself every single day, but that's never, ever going to happen. So a team like this that is kind of showing now, okay, the game against Philly didn't have your best stuff. Doesn't matter. Skill just overrules. You win 6-3. You go into Tampa. That is a beatdown of a really, really good Lightning team. And you put 6 past Andre Vasilevsky, you should be happy there. It's a completely different style of game against Florida that you see. The 7-6, it's back and forth. You need to really, you know, rely on your offense there. And then you look at tonight's game, and it's impressive to me tonight's game because you stick with it. You know, it could be relatively easy to sit there and you go, we've put up over 30 shots through two periods, and we have a one-goal lead on this Dallas team. Then Pavelski gets the goal, and they tie it again late. It would be very easy to get frustrated with a game like that, but they just kind of stuck with it. And, yeah, they have to, you know, they have to play the extra period or, you know, an extra couple of minutes anyways before Matthews gets the winner. But that's the impressive thing about this trip to me is that, yes, of course, you take 3 or 4 points against the Florida teams. That's really the meat of the trip. But it's that they showed they can do it a few different ways, and that's what's really encouraging to me.
Yeah, no question. No question. And again, tonight's game, we were mentioning, if it was a playoff game, it would be frustrating because
scary.
You're outplaying Dallas so much, and those are the games that quite often you don't win. And, you know, they did win it in overtime, but it was the kind of game you would not be happy being tied to the playoffs. And ultimately, you know, they're not playing playoffs yet. Dallas is kind of playing playoffs, but to your point, they found a way to win. All kinds of different variables on this road trip. Got to love Saturday. Good old-fashioned Leaf, Montreal. Nice to see the Montreal Canadiens playing a lot better. So even though they're out of the playoffs, a little more fun bite about Hockey Night in Canada, a Saturday at Scotiabank Arena, Leafs in Montreal.
And Austin Matthews will be going for 50 and 50. Now, look, it's not the same. And no, he didn't do it in 39 games. But I would, if I would have told you at the beginning of this season that a player is going to score 50 and 50, you'd be looking at me like I had two heads or something like
well,
that.
I do that anyway.
Well,
sometimes.
I know because I'm just sitting here going, but Michael Bunting. And then you have to kind of rein me in. A tremendous night for the Leafs. Obviously a tremendous night from Austin Matthews. He finishes with a pair of goals and 12 shots on the night. Brent Gunning, Gord Stellick. We will continue to break things down. Keep on listening to Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Breaking down, what's up?
What's up?
This is Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Leafs Nation postgame, Brent Gunning, Gord Stellick here, walking you through a 4-3 overtime win for the Leafs tonight over the Stars in Dallas. That wraps up a four-game roadie for the Leafs. After this, they'll be back at home Saturday night for a date with the Canadiens at Scotiabank Arena. And as we mentioned, Austin Matthews will have a chance to go for 50 in 50 if he gets a goal that night. We kind of are so used to the incredible, incredible things that he has done in the very short time that he's been in this city. 50 and 50 is in play in the year 2022. Like, it is honestly mind-boggling to hear that. You know, I was making the point to you, and I made it in the Panthers game as well. Overtime games are just not something this team plays in. And look, the Leafs have more than enough skill. It is not a case of, they're just not built for it. But it's such different hockey. And especially for a team that has really hammered home the, you need to be more structured. You need to play within yourself to go to 3-on-3 where it's basically pond hockey and, you know, play for the 2-on-1 break or the Matthews kind of mini breakaway like he got there. It is really odd to kind of see the Leafs playing in these overtime games because it's really not something they find themselves doing that often.
Well, I was surprised. How about the Dallas Star record? They played a ton of them and they were like 1-9 more than they've lost. And yeah, I thought of the Leafs in the old days. More overtimes and shootouts and Tyler Bozak always going first in it, but it's not been part of the repertoire so much. So you're right about that. And so I can't even think of ups and downs because there's been so few, but just last game, the disappointment of losing it the way they lost it after John Tavares had such a glorious chance. And Austin Matthews was caught out there a little bit long last time. So he came off refreshed in this one. And wow, when he took the puck, he just said, okay, I got full juice. I'm not going to hang on too long. Here we go. So just kind of a nice little cherry on the sundae given their last overtime.
Well, yeah, and the thing I liked about that, because I noticed it too, I'm trying to remember, I believe it was Mikheyev who was out there with two other Leafs before Matthews jumped on, and I'm sitting there going, you know, they're playing this really smartly that, you know, the Mikheyev unit that was out there was saying, look, we're not going to, you know, turn down a chance for a rush, but we also realize Austin Matthews has a way better shot of ending this game than we do. And they almost kind of, to a certain degree, did what the Leafs did at the end of that first period when they said, let's just see if we can kill some clock here. And in that case, it was so you can, you know, burn as little of the power play in the period, whereas in overtime, it was, let's just see if we can hang on to this thing until Austin Matthews is fresh again. And, you know, obviously not a bad plan the way it worked out for him. You know, another guy who honestly didn't factor a ton in this game because the Leafs made sure he wasn't all that busy was Jack Campbell. You know, the goal that ends up tying it late, Pavelski, that he scored 1,000 of those goals in this league. Yeah. That was an incredible, incredible tip by him. Klingberg's left wide open. You get a one-timer from a player like that in the slot. You know, I'm not going to sit here and kill Campbell for that one. And then the Seguin one was just a weird goal. So, you know, I know it's an .833 save percentage, which is not a number you like, but hardly a problem night for Jack Campbell, I'd say.
Yeah, it's not like Wedgwood was sensational in goal for Dallas. Just the Leafs just had possession of the puck and zone coverage and zone, you know, zone possession for so long. So again, a good enough game from Jack Campbell to allow you to win. So that's kind of what we gauge it on from here on in. But yeah, it was just like what a different animal. And I guess we'll go back a step about who starts in goal on Saturday. Yep. Joe and Jim said that. I'm surprised. I thought Sjogren was going to start tonight. I don't know if there's part of it out of respect for the fact it's a playoff race in the West, that Sheldon Keefe respecting that there's five teams involved.
I don't know.
Of course, they had a great battle to the final with the Dallas Stars AHL team a few years ago. What that has, I don't know. It just shows my incredible knowledge.
You're so smart, Gord.
So I don't know. Saturday, like, I mean, I would have expected Jack Campbell to start at home Saturday. And the fact he's well-rested today, maybe that's it. Maybe they said, Jack, go in. We'll just get 11 shots fired at you or whatever the number's going to be, and you can start again on Saturday.
Yeah, maybe. I was with you. I thought this would have been the perfect Sjogren game, and then you're back to Campbell at home on Saturday night, and you give him the hockey night start. And I do think you have to be careful. You cannot play Jack Campbell every single game the month of April, and that's twofold. One, you need him, and this isn't about burning him out. He's had a lot of rest this season, but you do not want to run him, you know, the busiest month of his season right into the playoffs. The other thing about it, too, is, look, you don't want to need Eric Sjogren. There's a chance you need Eric Sjogren, so you got to throw him in some games to kind of keep, much like with the blue line, how you're going to see. You know, I don't think Timothy Liljegren sat tonight because he deserved to sit tonight. He sat tonight because somebody had to, and obviously there's a bigger, you know, split in talent with the goaltending there, but I think you're going to see Sjogren get in some games because you just can't have Campbell play every single one. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think it's almost a no-brainer to start him on Saturday night. And you know, the only thing about it is we always hear about hockey night, Saturday night. Does that matter as much? I mean, obviously the first game of the season, yeah, that's huge. Or the home opener, yeah, that's big. But, you know, a Saturday night in the middle of April against a team, I know it's Montreal, but not in the playoffs. Like, how much do you think that would matter to Campbell?
Well, maybe it matters to fans more than others, but by the way, you know, the infamous Harry Sateri scheduled to start tonight.
I heard he was actually going to play a game.
Yeah, play for Arizona, so we'll find out later on if he does play. Harry Sateri, briefly, a Toronto Maple Leaf. Again, the rest thing. Okay, the rest thing. Jack Campbell has had a lot of rest, okay? And the last week of the season, and I think this is a bit of a problem, there's a lot of rest before you start up the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, here we got a team like the Dallas Stars, so many games in hand. They're going to be playing a whack of games. Leafs are playing a whack of games. And in some ways, I think you get too much out of your rhythm by, and I know coaches don't even say anymore, we like tons of practice. You know, they don't. That used to be one of the things, the positives they'd say going in the playoffs. You don't want 5 days of practice. That gets you out of your rhythm and momentum and that. So there'll be enough time to rest. It's not going to be an arduous workload for Jack Campbell. So anyway, we shall see.
Yes, we shall. We've talked him up a lot tonight, and let's be honest, it was pretty easy to do so when you set a Leafs single season record and then add to it with the overtime winner, two completely different goals, both of them just as exceptional. Let's hear from Leafs center Austin Matthews.
Yeah, thank you. You know, it felt good. I think just a lot of emotions running through your mind, I guess, and just running through your body when you see the puck go in. So, you know, I don't know really what else to say, but, you know, it was definitely exciting and a really fun moment.
What do you remember about that goal, that moment?
I just saw the puck go in, and I just was so excited, honestly. I mean, there was really not much else to it. Gio made a really nice pass, and he put it right in my wheelhouse, so I just tried to attack the puck, and you know, was able to sneak it in. So, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going through my mind, I guess.
You wanted this record to be part of something big for the team, and then you get the overtime goal as well. That all kind of weave in together nicely tonight?
Yeah, I suppose. I think I just thought we battled really hard tonight. I thought the second period we really tilted the ice, and maybe we weren't rewarded for it as much as we could have been on the score sheet. So, you know, they obviously got that one late, and we just stuck with it, and we were able to you know, get the 2 points that, you know, obviously we desperately need and at this time of the year. So, you know, it was a nice end of the road trip.
Looked like Sheldon came over and said something to you after that goal. What did he say?
He just congratulated me. Said some really nice words. So that obviously means a lot.
12 shots, and I think it's your career high. It was a, you just talked a little bit about early on in the game. It looked like he might have your number, but eventually you got through.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I felt like I couldn't put it where I wanted to on a couple of those, but I just, I don't know, just keep shooting. You know, and I think just try to break them down and just keep shooting and, you know, find that opening. And, you know, luckily I was able to.
You've broken a record that lasted for 40 years. What does it mean to be part of an original six franchise and have that spot in this franchise's history?
I mean, it means a lot. Obviously, you know, the names that have come before us, just to be in the same breath as some of these guys, it's extremely you know, humbling. It's a big honor. So, you know, this feels really nice, but obviously we're working towards something bigger than this. So, you know, it's a nice stepping stone, but there's a lot more work to be done.
You know, we always say point night. You saw that 7-6 game between the Leafs and Panthers. Oh, everyone's getting their cookies. It is record night for Austin Matthews. Not only does he set the single season Leafs record with 55 goals, he then adds to it with his 56th in overtime. The 56 goals are the most ever by an American-born player. Now, Brett Hall, of course, holds the record. Of course, Brett Hall was also born in Canada, so that's why. And of course, very fitting, you know, one of the most famous American goal scorers of all time, Mike Modano. That was kind of the house he built down there. So, man, it's, you know, Matt's going to have a million of these moments in his career. He is going to keep having these, but it's really special, and it's just kind of nice to take it all in on a night like tonight.
Yeah, maybe down the road, most career goals by an American, the devious thinking of Mike Babcock holding Modano out that one game.
Oh, my.
That could
God.
End up being the difference for Austin Matthews getting that record. You know, I just think of, I know we're going to go to break in that, but just being there live in Buffalo, it was a rock show that Friday night for the first round of the NHL draft. It was, that's all the fans were there. It was the toughest ticket to get. And then Matthews went number one, as everyone knew he was going to go number one. And then nothing else seemed to really matter. And, boy, here we are all these years later and just kind of smiling about it, that anything you could have hoped for has been realized individually and team-wise, hopefully that's next to come.
Oh, yeah, I remember it. You know, I'm working at the radio station here, and there were stations from Buffalo calling us to get comment on what a big day it was about to be that Matthews was drafted. And I think all of us heading into it were sitting there kind of doing the thing where you're going, yes, this is a generational player. Yes, he's the first overall pick. But until you saw it, you were a little bit apprehensive of just, you know, because look, all first overall picks are not created equal. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but, you know, look at all the guys the Oilers took. There's only one, Connor McDavid, and, you know, the Leafs could have been unlucky enough to get in first overall in another year, but, man, boy, oh, boy, did they catch lightning in the right year with Matthews there, because it's tremendous. And then he has 4 goals in the first game, and you're just off and running, and the special guys do special things, and that's exactly what you're seeing from him tonight and in his career as total. Oh, yeah, it was his 400th game, because why wouldn't you want to have a nice round number for that as well? And he has a chance at 50-50 on Saturday night. That'll be at home against the Montreal Canadiens. Brent Gunning, Gord Stellick here. We will continue to break down the Leafs' 4-3 overtime win in Dallas. Austin Matthews with a pair in the win. Leafs Nation postgame continues next on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
We need to talk about what just happened. This is Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Leafs Nation postgame, Brent Gunning, Gord Stellick alongside me. You know, we talk about the big, big goals from Austin Matthews tonight, 55 and 56 on the season, and why wouldn't we? But I feel like Morgan Rielly's kind of got buried under the radar there, Gord. You know, John Klingberg scores for the Stars. You're going, oh, no, look at this. Rielly scores, you know, just about 5 minutes later. It was great pushback from him. And, you know, it's a guy who's been finding more and more of his offense. All of a sudden, look at that. Morgan Rielly's at 10 goals on the season.
Similar situations. They were looking to be the two top UFA defensemen in the offseason.
That's right, actually, yeah.
And then, of course, Rielly signed, and Klingberg actually went public with the fact he's not happy. But Dallas, they went big on Heiskanen. There's just not enough money to go around. But both those guys, not quite Norris Trophy level, but maybe the next level before. And it always helps when you score goals, and Both of them got big ones, but nice to see Morgan Riley back in double digits.
Yeah, one other thing on the Klingberg goal. He gets left all alone. And look, hey, defensive breakdowns happen. Nobody's perfect. I don't know how you could lose somebody on Dallas when they're wearing those jerseys tonight. I figured the blinding green in your eye, that would have been a cue to, hey, maybe someone wants to cover John Klingberg wide open in the slot. But, man, that's all I could think of on that one. Morgan Riley was great. He gets his 10th goal of the season. Mitch Marner and Michael Bunting get the assist. Let's hear from Morgan Riley right now.
Yeah, we're incredibly happy for Austin. He's a great person, the way that he lives his life and the way that he leads and the teammate that he is and how humble he is, even though all these accomplishments keep coming his way. You couldn't be happier for a guy like that. He worked extremely hard. He deserves it, and he's not done yet. So it's been cool to watch. Well, I think just how he plays every night. It's always the same. He always shows up and plays hard. He's a dog on the puck. And when he gets chances, you know, it often ends up going in the net. So he's a pretty unique player. And I mean, like I said, for all the things that he's accomplished at this point in his career, for him to be the type of person he is and how humble he is, it's truly the most impressive part. I know, he stole it, but it is what it is. I mean, he can score from anywhere, but, you know, obviously that one-timer is a shot that he works on a lot and paid off tonight.
It's not just the goals that he gets. It's the big goals, the power plays, mm-hmm. the game winners. That's
yeah.
what has marked this record thing that he's been on.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And I think, I mean, I don't know the stats exactly, but he scores a lot of even strength, too, for a guy that's as talented as he is on the power play and all that stuff. He gets it done, even strength, tips, you know, rebounds, ugly goals, you know, whatever he needs to do to help our team win, he does.
Did you guys make adjustments going into that power play that he got the goal on coming off?
I think we're always kind of adjusting, and I mean, just trying to take what's available. And I mean, their penalty kill does certain things that, I mean, we've talked about. So, I mean, like I said, you just take what's available. And obviously when he's open like that on at the bottom of the circle, that's a pretty good option.
What's this trip meant for you guys?
It's been big. It's I mean, obviously losing that point against Florida stung. And we weren't happy. We came into tonight with a good chance to end our trip off on a positive note. And I thought we did a good job. I mean, this type of game, there's not a lot going on for the most part. And I think for our group to be patient and, you know, battle back and, you know, go back and forth a little bit, was a great sign for us.
Austin had 12 shots tonight. Did you sense he was a little hungry to just get
this? He's like that all the time. Like he's always looking for more. He's always creating chances and he hounds the puck. Like, you know, I don't think that gets enough credit, and he's back checking, you know, he has takeaways, and he's just creating offense all the time. So, I mean, there's really nothing different. Maybe he was, but, I mean, like I said all along, he's not that type of guy to talk about it or openly be pushing for it. He's just out there playing.
Thanks, Morgan.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. You know, it felt good. I think just a lot of emotions running through your mind, I guess, and just running through your body when, you know, when you see the puck go in. So, you know, I don't know.
You know what? Austin Matthews had such a big night. You know, he crashes the party in overtime, and he says, I'd actually like a little more airtime on Leafs Nation post.
Can't hear enough of him.
We can't. You know, we started off with Morgan Riley, you know, talking about him there, and we heard from Morgan Riley. You know, the D is just in such a good place with this team right now. The fact that you have a capable, and I don't know, maybe capable body isn't complimentary enough of a guy like Timothy Liljegren, who is out tonight, not because of his play, but he's out tonight because you have seven defensemen that you like in the lineup. Muzzin's back, and, you know, I think it's been very nice for him to not have to be the savior. He could just be a guy on a pair, and that's kind of exactly what he's been. I liked his game tonight a little better than I did against Florida. You know, what do you do with the blue line going forward? Ilya Labushkin, he just drew the short straw, so I don't think he goes back out. Justin Hall has been another guy who's kind of been in that rotation. I think, and until somebody really grabs that spot, you've just kind of got to make sure you're keeping all seven bodies fresh. Well, what do you do with the D on Saturday night?
Boy, and Ilya Lyubushkin's looking like a Norris Trophy candidate now, given that he was the one not dressed game when there was no defense. I do that to do. I don't sweat it. Like we tend to get the minutiae of things about the 12th, 13th, 14th forward and the 6th, 7th, 8th defenseman. But I think your philosophy is a good one.
Thank you for that, Gordon.
Yeah, not all your philosophies, no, this one.
Most of them are not good.
Yeah, but just about trying to keep them active. And, I go, like the St. Louis Blues, remember Gunnarsson got a big goal in the playoffs for them? You know, they just had a way of putting guys in at different times. And, you know, so you don't, it's not like House League. The parents don't make phone calls about their kids getting ice time. But
are you sure? I feel like that might have happened in the league from time to time.
Well, it could. The agents make calls by and large, but... It is, you want, and you also want that challenge there. So, you know, just the other, this is a really strong defensive game tonight. So I wouldn't be surprised if they put the same guys out there. But last game against Florida, you had a few candidates, but again, you know, that you could give the night off. So it's a happy predicament when you're winning. When you're losing, it's can any of these guys play defense? And right now, this is the fruits of winning.
Yeah, I will say, and far be it for me to quibble about a win, although that's kind of what I'm here to do. A little weird that Jake Muzzin is always out there in 3-on-3 overtime. I like Jake Muzzin. I think he is. Tonight was a big night for him of just kind of feeling more like the Muzzin we saw last season, as opposed to the guy who's just not been quite right this year. But what we love about Jake Muzzin's game is not 3-on-3. I don't know. It's very odd to me. Maybe it's something out there if you put him out there with skill players and he's the safe guy back. But it's just they go to him often. And again, the Leafs aren't in these games all that often. But it's a little puzzling to me that he's the guy that they so often go to.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to think other up front who it might be. But you're right, back, because, I mean, TJ Brody made that great pass tonight. Awesome. That was a great pass that ends up in the overtime winning goal. Morgan Riley's a no-brainer. And Muzzin has a particular role there, and we haven't had a lot of overtime, no. So it's kind of new to us. Muzzin just gets back after so many games missed, and he gets a lot of play in both overtimes.
Yeah, talking about the defense here, just one kind of funny through line. So Mark Giordano, he's been traded. He's now a Leaf, wearing number 55. He set up Auston Matthews' 55th goal of the season. He was here when, of course, he played in the game tonight, when Auston Matthews set the single-season Leafs record. He was also in the building when Matt Sundin scored his 500th, because, of course, he was on that Calgary team.
That's right.
When he hit the,
and that's when he scored his first goal or two, Giordano. Were you going to say that, and
no,
I wrecked it?
No. Okay. I actually completely forgot about that. Yeah. So you use your pen and just add a little more color there.
It's Jim Ralph had told me that.
Jim Ralph told you that? Okay.
So Giordano scored his first two, I think, career, or first one NHL career goal in that game as well.
Amazing. It's just funny how these things tend to run together here. The Leafs looking to go on a bit of a run. They bounce back with a 4-3 overtime win tonight. We're going to hear from Leafs head coach Sheldon Keefe, potentially, when we continue. Keep on listening to Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Don't worry, we'll turn the lights off when we leave, but we're not done yet. This is Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Brent Gunning, Gord Stellick here with you. Leafs Nation postgame breaking down a 4-3 overtime win against the Dallas Stars. Auston Matthews, the big story tonight, setting and then resetting the Leafs' single-season record for goals in a season, 55 and 56 on the season. William Nylander and TJ Brody getting the assists on the overtime winner. Mark Giordano set up the first one. Let's hear from the Leafs' blue liner.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to be obviously part of that tonight, and for Maddie to get the winner like that, I just felt right. So it was a cool game to be a part of.
How did you see that play unfold from Austin's 55th?
Well, we had a lot of looks, I thought, on the power play, and we we sort of had them hemmed in there. So anytime you get like a rebound or a second look, you know, the goalies sort of moving around, you're hoping to get one of those lanes open for those seams so that you get him moving. And I mean, it was obviously a great shot. So just laid it there for him, and he just pounded it.
He had 12 shots tonight. Was there any sense that you guys were looking for him a little bit normal?
To be honest, no, I don't think so. I mean, I just think he was that dominant tonight. He was just all over it. You could see right from right from the start of the game, really, that line was in their zone for a lot of the night. They were making plays, holding pucks. So he was just that good tonight.
You're a Toronto kid. You kind of grew up with the team. And you're maybe during the Sundin era and all that. What's it mean for you to have a little piece of this history?
Oh, it's awesome. I told him I get to be on the plaque now, and he'll never forget me. But I just remember growing up, and it was a huge deal when Dave Andrechuk hit 50 as a Leaf. A little bit different style of player. He was a net front guy, but I remember that growing up, and I'm sure there's a ton of kids who are going to obviously remember Matty breaking the record tonight.
He called it a stepping stone. He says, well, it's not done. What stands out about the way he carries himself? You just set a record for a franchise that's lasted more than a...
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty impressive since I've been here to watch him, to be honest. And, you know, a lot of guys, when they get 50, they take a breath maybe for a game or two, but he's actually turned it on even more, so it's been impressive. And like I said, obviously for him, he's a leader on our team, but he knows that there is a lot of work to be done, and this is just gearing up.
We love the Toronto guys coming home. You know, of course, John Tavares, that was kind of the start of it all. Jason Spezza, that was awesome to hear from Mark Giordano. You know, him remembering Andrechuk, getting to that mark, the fact that he sets up Matthews for 55 tonight. You know, it's really nice to have guys who can just kind of appreciate it. And look, anybody who, even if you're not from here, Austin Matthews can get the history lesson and understand what he's done. But I don't know that he really feels it the way a guy like Giordano or Spezza or anybody can. It's just it's awesome for him to be able to kind of put that in context for us.
Yeah, and getting older, not old, you know, that's exactly a context and perspective compared to being in your early 20s. And, you know, as we're going to grind things about the playoffs more and more, and I will grind this, and I'm going to back off, maybe I won't, Columbus and Montreal series. Hard to believe that Austin Matthews had trouble getting appropriate ice time under Mike Babcock.
Amazing.
You think about that. You really do. The absurdity of that. The absurdity of that. Like, the chance to grow and flourish in the playoffs, but no, you had to do it the Babcock way, and you got this natural talent that just kills it, right? And so is he going to get his 17 minutes? No, he'll get 27 minutes if whatever. You know, just the absurdity of overcoaching and that he was not, you were not allowed to put your strength because... He's not ready yet. He was ready.
Oh,
break rookie of the year and that. And this is what he can do now. And come on.
He scored 4 goals in his first game, Gord. I think he was ready from the jump. I don't need to tell you. I know you agree. One other thing I did want to flag before we get out of here. And again, we'll be back with a post game pod after the Leafs host the Canadiens on Saturday night. Matthew Knies. We've all been hearing about him. Minnesota. He has just been eliminated, unfortunately, from the Frozen Four, but that does open the a world where he signs with the Leafs. We've all been talking about it. I'm not predicting we'll see him Saturday or anything like that, but I am predicting you will hear a ton of conversation about him for the next week or whenever he signs.
And we'll find out tomorrow. They already would have agreed, but they got to keep it quiet, so we'll know. And then they'll put him in an NHL game pretty quick. They may go to the Marlies after that, but that's what they'll do.
Yeah, just what they've done with Nick Abbruzzese as well. Brent Gunning, Gord Stellick. Just checking, neither of us, we're not Harvard guys, right? No.
We could have gone to Harvard Collegiate,
okay,
but not
go.
Harvard.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
So could I. Danielle Furtado behind the glass. Sam McKee, our producer tonight. Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph, great job on the call. But most importantly, great job for you to listening. It's been Leafs Nation Postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.